Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke Show with me, Chris Chadwick, your host. It's great to be here tonight. I'm excited. Christmas is in the air, and I'm fired up and ready to talk Christmas tonight. I'm excited about Christmas this year. Family time is always a big time for me. I love it. That's what I'm all about is family, and I'm just excited to be here with y'all tonight on Blog Talk Radio. BarbecueSuperstars.com is a place to be. It's a great family. I love being a part of Barbecue Superstars, and I am excited about being here. Let me tell you, I'm just so thankful for the year 2012 and what all we've got to do and accomplish and further our passion for barbecue. That's what it's all about. I mean, I love it. I'm so thankful to have it. I'm so honored to have met all the great people this past year, all the barbecue people. I mean, it's just if you're not in it, you don't know what I'm talking about, guys. Out of all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listeners that we have every week here on this show, it's an honor to be here talking about barbecue, our passion. It's an honor for y'all listening. I greatly appreciate it. I'm very appreciative of what y'all do. And, man, I'm just excited about being here. I'm ready to let the smoke roll, baby. That's what it's all about right here on Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. I encourage everybody tonight, if you're just tuning in, to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. I've been busy all day cooking, Christmas shopping, running here, running there, just wide open all day. I got in. I'm ready to get the show on, ready to get it started. I started working it 30 minutes ago. Usually I work it early in the mornings, you know, go and cover all our sites. I'm a member of all these groups on Facebook, and I love to look at all these posts that everybody posts on these groups, and I go in some groups I can post the link, other groups I can't post the link, but hey, you know, I still put my message out there. You know, I want to wish everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas, and I would love to have y'all call in tonight and just say, hey, Merry Christmas. If you've never called in and you've always listened, you know, I know there's people out there that would love to call in. Guys, just call in, pick up your phone. Dial the number. It's easy to do. It's simple to do. We get on here. We talk barbecue. You can't say nothing wrong because it's all good. Right here, dial 347-202-0263. And let's just talk Christmas tonight. Let's talk Christmas dinner, what y'all planning on having for lunch or dinner, Christmas Day, what you've been cooking, what you're cooking up, what you're planning on cooking, what you have cooked. I know I've been cooking baby back ribs. And, man, I cooked some, let me tell you, spot on the money, smoking baby back ribs this weekend. Yesterday, I mean, them were walking ribs. I guarantee it. I would have got caught on these ribs. I mean, they had a smoke ring out of this world. They had the flavor. I slow smoked these ribs. Now, let me tell you, I mean, I smoked them real hickory wood on a stick burner, smoked them, rubbed. You know, I had my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, she was pulling silver skin off these ribs. She was rubbing them down. She was putting love to them. She is going to be one of the next pit masters. I'm telling you, she's bad to the bone at 10 years old, but she helped me prep all these ribs. I mean, I had a pit full, and she helped me prep them, pull the skin, prep them, rub them down, put them on, sauce them, wrap them, the whole nine yards. I mean, she was out there pulling foil with me. She did the whole thing with me, and I love her to death, and she's going to be on the show one night with me, you know, because that's what it's all about. This is a family thing. Barbecue is a family thing. I mean, it's just, what can I say? You know, if you're in it, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not in it, you need to get in it, because barbecue, the sport, the fever, it's running rampant all over the state. There's more and more teams popping up everywhere. The competition, the level, the bar is getting set higher. I mean, it's on. It's time to do it. You know, get involved. Go to competition. And let's rock and roll. Let's let the smoke roll. You'll have a great time. Guarantee it. You'll be participating in the competition. You'll help the event organizer. That'll promote the town even that much more. The sanction even much more. It's going to promote it all. It's going to help it. It's going to make it better. So get involved. Get involved with the local barbecue. Once you get in one, you're going to want to go do another and go do another and go do another until you're going to do one every weekend. I would love to do one every weekend, but it's wide open. And, hey, I just can't do it. I would love to, but there's just no way. Well, we've got a caller online already. Guys, I'm going to get this caller in. I encourage you to call in tonight. I know you're listening all over the nation. Call in. Just say, hey, this is whatever your team name is, whatever your name, you know, just call in and say, Merry Christmas. I would love to hear from you. That's what this show is about tonight. Just get in the Christmas spirit. It don't take 2-3 minutes of your time. I would love to have you on, love to talk to you as long as you want to talk, because this show is all about you and the Q, and it's always been that, and it will be that. It's not rehearsed. We don't have scheduled guests. You know, we're eventually going to start scheduling some guests. And we'll get some guests coming in and some special things happening. You know, we have a special guest every so often, and I love to do that. But this show is not rehearsed. It is no scheduled guests. Most of the time, it's about you calling in. We talk barbecue. We do it because we love to do it. You know, it's a two-hour show. We run out of time. Every week, we run out of time. We're talking after the show is over. And, you know, people say, how do you talk about barbecue for 2 hours? It's easy. Once you get some callers calling in, they're talking their passion, I'm talking my passion, you're listening, you need to be calling in, 347-202-0263. We'll have a great time. Just call in, just like Keith Webb right here at Pirate Pork. Welcome to the show, and Merry Christmas, brother. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. You got me on?
You're on. You're live. You're live, large, and in charge. Let's hear it. How you doing?
I never pushed one. I didn't know if I was on there or not. I'm on. You know this phone. I told you the other day this thing been acting up something crazy.
Well, it's, you know, you're on. You're sounding good. No static. I mean, it's just clear as a bell tonight. I'm excited about being here. I'm a little extra charged tonight. I don't know what's going on. I've been working my ASSS off all weekend cooking. Letting the smoke roll. I got turkeys on right now, chickens last night, ribs yesterday morning, got a brisket to prep. I mean, it's been wide open.
Sounds good and busy.
Yeah, I need to take a deep breath and slow down for a minute.
I'm hoping over the next week or two I'm going to start doing some cooking. I hope next week.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, you know, it makes you feel better when you start cooking, don't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, listen to this. Tell me. Listen to this. Tell me if you can tell me what it sounds like. You know what that was?
sounds like you're quenching your thirst.
That's off the top, brother. I'm telling you, you got to have one every once in a while. My blood's a little thick tonight. I need to send it out a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. I quenched mine a little last night. Going to again here in a minute.
It's been hot outside today. It's unseasonably warm outside. You know, it's just crazy, crazy weather we're having here in Tennessee. Yesterday morning, I got up to light the pit for those ribs, and frost was everywhere. You know, my water jugs were froze. Solid as a rock. And, we're back in it now. It's really nice today. Sounded like you got some excitement there at your place. What's going on tonight?
My nephew's here, and that was my sick wife hollering at him. My nephew we're going to go run around and look at Christmas lights in a little bit. I think take them and two of the girls. Go ride around, look at them a little bit.
Well, that'll be all right. I mean, this is the season. You know, Christmas is just, it's right here on us. I know I personally hadn't got all my shopping done yet.
Me neither.
It's crazy. Probably after the show tonight, I'm going to roll out and venture out and, you know, do the battle of the elements, so to speak.
So if you know what this sounds like. That don't sound like nothing.
No, I couldn't hear it. What? Tell me. Tell me what that was.
That's the ice going in a cup.
Oh, no. Well, you know, folks, everybody listening out there, this is Keith Wilson out on the line here tonight. He is a good friend of mine. He is a serious competition barbecue competitor. He is a chief cook of Pirate Forge Barbecue Team right here out of McKinsey, Tennessee. He cooks on the backwoods. I mean, he's got a nice cooker. He's a serious competitor, and he loves to cook. But I'm gonna tell you something. He loves, you know, that bottle. When that bottle comes out, he really gets serious. And so you gotta be on your toes when he rolls up and he opens that bottle. I mean, you know, some cooks cook better when they've had one or two. Well, he cooks better when he's at a fifth.
Couple of three, yeah.
Oh, me. You know, tonight I've been wide open all day, and I rolled in and tried to get all set up right here for the show, and I had about 30 minutes, and I hadn't, I don't really schedule anything. I shoot from the hip, try to make it roll, make it go, and we always have a good, successful show. And I'm really thankful for all the listeners out there. You know, we have so many listeners. I have so many thousand friends on, 1,800 friends on Facebook. If we would just get a half of those to call in the show one night, we would have a smoking show. It would be crazy. And, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listeners every week. And I really appreciate everybody that calls in, that listens to the show. We have hundreds and hundreds of archive listens every week. So I want to give them a good show. I want to give them something they can listen to, something they can talk about, and come back and listen again. And, it's continually changing. There's always something new happening in barbecue. There's always a new venue, a new event. I'm so ready to compete. I have got the itch, and I'm telling you, it's got to be scratched. And you know, it's December. January is right around the corner, 2013. I'm excited about 2013. It's going to be bigger than 2012, and I'm excited about it. You know, we've got to make it work. We just get in there. That's how we do it. If we have an obstacle, we overcome it. And we better ourselves, and we keep rolling. That's just what we do. And I'm excited about cooking and competing. You know, I'm ready to roll right now. I wish we had one day after Christmas. We'd be going. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that there's so many local people around here. You know, like I did the rib cook and cooked all these ribs. You know, and had people calling and calling. pork ribs, you know, and I'm appreciative. You know, it makes me feel good when people want, you know, what I'm doing. They like and enjoy what I'm doing. You know, same way, you know what I'm talking about. You do the same thing. And it just makes you feel good. You know, I've got people that, friends, friends that when I usually cook, if I cook turkeys or if I cook ribs or if I cook barbecue, you know, they always ask, when you're cooking again, you know, be sure to call me, let me know. And I've usually got a running list, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I've got a running list. When I get ready to cook, I can call and say, hey, I'm doing this. And I had a friend I called, or I sent a text, and I said, hey, I'm doing ribs Saturday. Would you, you know, I couldn't remember if you wanted any or not. And she sends me a text back, no, I'm really wanting brisket. We really don't even like ribs. But thanks anyhow. Just hook me up on a brisket. I said, sure. Well, that was on a Friday. Saturday rolls around. She's sending me a text. And which I try to wear, you know, this day and time. You know, when we were growing up, we didn't have cell phones. This day and time, we've got to wear that damn thing on our hip 24/7. You know, we can't get out of touch. And I'm worse than my daughters with my cell phone. But, you know, I didn't have it on. I had a text. And they all read. My husband told me, yes, we would love to have some ribs. Anytime you're cooking, always send us a text. He says, never pass up anything you're cooking. And so, you know, so she's the next challenge I'm going to have is a brisket challenge. And they want two briskets, matter of fact, two whole briskets. So I'm honored. I'm thankful. I'm appreciative of that. So I love to cook. That's just one little quick story that, you know, just like everybody, they always love what I'm doing, and I'm thankful for that. I love to do what I'm doing. I'm ready to go compete.
So
tell me something good,
Pirate Port. Oh, well, ain't much been going on. Like I told you last time, working things in my head, which is nonstop pretty much. Trying to plan and get ready even for next year as far as getting cooker set up and what cooks we're doing and different things like that.
Well, you're working.
And planning on cooking this coming week or two, I hope.
Right. Well, you know, a bad day of cooking is better than a good day at work.
No, you're right.
That's what I've always said. I'm going to make a shirt with a big old pin on the back, smoking, let the smoke roll on the back of this shirt. I'm going to make one up, and you know, and it's going to say, a bad day of cooking is better than the best day at work. So it ought to fly.
Yeah, definitely.
But how'd
that shoulder come out? I was going to ask you.
The deer shoulder.
Yeah, how'd that work?
Folks, I had a good friend want me to cook a venison shoulder, a deer shoulder. And he brought it to me. And I let it thaw real good. I thawed out. And what I did on this deer shoulder now, let me tell you. I'm not personally a deer connoisseur like some people. But I soaked that deer shoulder all night, and I wanted a little sweet acidity to it, so I soaked it in apple cider vinegar with some water and some kosher salt. I wanted to pull that out because, man, that shoulder, when it thawed out, was bloody. I mean, you just would not believe. I had to, you know, change that water several times before it cleaned out quite a bit.
I bet.
I did. And once I did that, I rubbed it down. I didn't barbecue it. I smoked it when I was cooking these ribs. I smoked it. Hickory smoke. You know, that's my wood choice. I'm just down old-fashioned, down-hearted, southern hickory smoke. Barbecue is how I roll. You know, I love fruit wood. I love gourmet, and I love fruit wood. But, you know, right around here, it's not plentiful. You know, and I've got a stick burner, so I need wood. You've got the backwood, which Mojo Bricks would be awesome. You know, Mojo Bricks is an awesome product. You've used it before, but we have no place around here.
That's what I asked Santa for. Give me some more Mojo.
Well, you know, we need to get in touch with Fred from Mojo, and I told him we need an outlet for Tennessee because it's not any in this area. And Fred, if you're listening, call in, brother. Let's work something out. Let's get Mojo Bricks in this area because I guarantee you it would benefit you. It would benefit me just to be mentioning your name all the time. So that's what barbecue and supporting each other is all about, helping one another. I want everybody in the barbecue industry, my friends, to better themselves and benefit from this. That's what it's all about. You know, I would be so blessed if I could make a living barbecuing, you know, competitions and doing things like we do. And believe it or not, you know, I am making a little on this. And, you know, when I cook ribs, cook a rib cook or cook, you know, briskets or cook turkeys, you know, it helps out tremendously. So, you know, if I can help a company come in to this area, introduce this product, sell this product, you know, if it benefits them, it's going to benefit us, it's going to help everybody. So, you know, Mojo Bricks would be an awesome product to have here. I would love to have them here on the show. We do support them anyhow. But we'd love to have them here and be a part of it, and because that's what it's all about. But Mojo Bricks, see, I really need something like, you know, you've got Fruit of Wood. I would love to have them on the show.
Yeah, that's something you need there, Bora.
Right.
I think that worked better for your cooker anyway.
That's right, you know, and I would love to have them. Same with Fruit of Wood. You know, I'm a supporter of all barbecue products. You know, that's just what it is. And that's just how I've been a small businessman for, 27 years. And I like to support local. I like to support Made in USA. I'm a firm believer in that. And I think this country needs to go back to that. And I'm a supporter of barbecue in a whole, you know. And anybody that barbecues, if I can help, I'm going to help because that's just how, you know, that's how I feel. What's your insight on that? Am I spot on? Am I close?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I can't do nothing but help everybody. Help yourself and help whoever. And like you said, promoting barbecue, period. You know, putting that word out there, and that's going to come back and help you anyway. So, and you can't promote something that you like so much, you know.
That's right. You know, and just like this right here, I want to give a shout out. West Texas Pitmasters, our friend Lance Moore. He's got an awesome rug. Listeners, if y'all listen tonight, write this down. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. He has got an awesome rub. It's got some fire to it, a little heat. I like it. It's got a good flavor. I cooked some ribs on it last Sunday night. He sent me a package of this rub, and it's good rub. I mean, it's fire rub. You'll love it if you try it. Just give Lance a shout out on Facebook, or you can go to West Texas Pitmasters.com, I believe. You can order that from him. It is a good product. I do recommend it. You won't be sorry. Try it out. Give Lance a shout. Lance Moore, right here on Facebook. He'll be glad to help you in any way he can, send you some rub. I guarantee you, it's Texas style. We're in Tennessee, but you know I love all styles. You know, all styles, all sanctions, we're all barbecue family, and that's just how it is. That's how I feel. You know, I mean, we do our thing, they do theirs, but we're in a big old picture. The big old picture is we all help each other. And barbecue's where it's at, and that's where I'm at. So give Lance a call, send him a message, help him out. I mean, he's a fellow barbecuer. He'll be glad to send you some rub. I guarantee you'll love it. And you won't be sorry. Right there it is. Lance, there's your calling, brother. I hope they give you some calls tonight. It's what it's all about. You know, I personally have a barbecue sauce myself, Hall County Cookers. I call it Pitmaster's Pride. It just depends on what day it is what I call it. But it is good sauce. People love it around here. I want to thank all the people that come in. They support me. They encourage me. You know, do more with your sauce. I did have a conversation today with a major investor, and I believe in the first parts of 2013, my sauce will be marketed. It really looks promising. You know, I've got this sauce. I've got actually several sauces, and I do a lot of it locally, but I'm ready to go national with it. You know, I love barbecue sauces. I love all kinds. You know, one of my favorites is not mine. You know, I mean, I have I love mine, but, you know, I have others that are awesome that other people make. I'm just not going to go with one sauce. I love different sauces. Another good friend of mine, Bill Arnold. If y'all know who Bill Arnold is, that's Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Super great guy. I love Bill to death. He's just family to me, and he calls in on the show. He's a special guest when he calls in. He's always got words of encouragement, and he's just a super guy. He's helping me out next year on the circuit. Blues Hog will be sponsoring me and the Hog County Cookers, and I'm excited about that. That is one of my big sponsors for next year. I'm just excited. I'm ready to let the smoke roll and go eat somewhere. I'm ready to get it on. And we've got a few others in the works, so hopefully Hall County Cookers will be a nationally known name next year. I'm just excited about it. I know we're going to go to Donald B. Cruel Barbecue Duel there in Tupelo, Mississippi. I'm excited about that. Keith, we had a big time last year, didn't we?
Sure, yeah, man. It was a blast. I enjoyed the heck out of that.
We went down there, just had a great show. Didn't do worth a crap, but had a big time. You know, we were excited. We were in the midst of all kind of greats down there. You know, you had everybody was there. I mean, you can't. It's hard not to try to recognize everybody. I believe I know Danny Kugel was there. I didn't really get to talk to him, but I'm going to talk to him next year. We've talked back and forth on Facebook some, you know, and he's been on Lulu's show, and they've got a great show, but he's been on there, and I'm going to have him on our show, hopefully, if he'll be kind enough to come on our show. You had Bill Arnold was there. You had, there was Johnny Trigg was there. I got to talk and meet him for the first time. Had a great time meeting him. Myron Mixon, Barbecue Pitmasters, was there. I talked to Myron, enjoyed that immensely. He was a great guy. Brad Kay, Lane Cookers was there. I got to meet Paul Kirk from, that met him, Baron of Barbecue. Bought one of his cookbooks. Real great guy. You know, that's a go-to cookbook that I use quite often, Paul Kirk's Championship Barbecue. That's an awesome book, guys. Check it out. Go check it out. Get you a copy. I mean, you won't be sorry for that. There was hundreds of people, a thousand, you know, all kinds of greats. I believe down our one aisle, we were set up on the end, and we had Choking in the Smoke, Troy Fraz Rad, he was right down from us, Mick Chesser, Rub One Out. You know, Mick's a great guy. Love cooking with him. Then you had Brad Kay. You had Danny Kugel was on down, right down from us. I mean, it was just loaded up. I mean, everybody was there. So I'm excited about going back. Can't wait to go. Keith, if you don't cook, you're welcome to roll with us again.
Yeah, we're trying to decide whether we want to do that one night, but one way or another, I'm going to probably go, even if it is just coming down there. I enjoy just going and not cooking. You know, it's like you were talking about the other day, you don't get to do a lot when you're cooking. You can only do so much, but me, I didn't have anything I was really tied to, so I had to help you here and there. So, it was kind of relaxing. A little bit of a change to go to cook-off and not have all the worries that you have, so it was kind of nice.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you in that aspect. But, man, if I was there, I've got to be cooking. You know, it's in my blood. I mean, I've got to have a fire lit. Got to have that smoke rolling. I've got to be cooking. Got to let it, you know, just have, you know, I'm just having a big time when I'm there. And you know, like I always say, they always accuse me of running for governor. I'm shaking hands and want to meet everybody that's there. That's just me. I can't help it. That's what it is. And that's how I am. And we just have a big old time.
Hey, I'd like to throw my brisket in there, them big boys, and see where at least I could end up.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I'm ready to do a brisket. I've just gotten to where I love briskets. I can't wait to have a brisket cooked. I've already got an order. You know, I've got standing orders. I've got 5 briskets already ready to roll. All I've got to do is call them. So, you know, I figure once I get about 10, I'm going to let the smoke roll. We're going to cook 10 briskets and just have a big old time. But I'm going to cook one. I'm going to prep one up tonight. I've got about a 17, 18-pound packer right here on the counter. Warm it up a little bit. I'm going to trim her out and inject her tonight and put her on in the morning, let her cook tomorrow. And that's what we're planning on having for Christmas Day. You know, we're going to have a beef brisket.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's a nice piece of meat. I posted a picture of it on Facebook a little earlier. I just set it out, you know, and it looks so good. I'm ready to start whittling on it, whittling on that bad boy, and cook her up. You know, we've always talked brisket in the past, but I can't remember. You cook yours whole or you separate your flat?
I cook it whole. Sometimes I'll split it off when it's pretty much done, but usually cook it whole.
Well, that last one I cooked whole. By the time I finished trimming it up and making it the way I wanted to, I cooked it whole. It was just barely whole. You know, it was ready to come apart. If I just probably sliced it once or twice more, it would have been a separate. You know, I've been cooking that separate. It really worked out well. I was excited about it, and you know, it just everybody just had such a crazy fit over it. I had to do another, you know, and another. So the more we cook, the better we get.
Oh, definitely.
Let me give a shout out to everybody listening tonight. I really appreciate y'all tuning in to listen to the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We've got Pirate Pork on the line with us tonight. Great competition barbecue team. We would love for you to call in and just to say Merry Christmas from Texas or from California or Tennessee or North Carolina, South Carolina. We would love to have you call in and just give you a shout out. Let's say Merry Christmas to each other, Christmas wishes, because that's what this show's about. It's about you and the barbecue, and this being Christmas time, I'm just wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But would love to hear from some people to call in. So give us a call at 347-202-0263. You know, Keith, usually at the first part of the show, it's just me running my mouth. Yep, you know. And I don't really have a lot of callers. And as the show progresses, it gets going, you know. We start talking 30, 45 minutes into the show. Then we'll start getting call after call after call, and then that's when the board wants to freeze up. So I'm going to refresh this board, guys, about every 10 minutes tonight. We want to get you to call in. We want to talk to you. We want to talk about Christmas time, what you're planning on having for Christmas dinner, you know, what you're having for Christmas Eve. If you're smoking something right now, let's hear about it, because that's what it's all about. It's about us cooking, and that's what we love to do. And you know, I've got so many, you know, I get a lot of people hit me on Facebook, tons of people. Guys, y'all call in just for a few minutes. Pick that phone up and dial in. It's real simple to do. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Real easy. Just call in. Let's talk. Let's say Merry Christmas. Tell us what you're cooking. Tell us what's going on. And let's have something happen. You know, this show, when we do this, Keith, you know as well as I do, I don't schedule a lot of guests. You know, next year we're going to start trying to have like a 30-minute segment guest specials. 30 minutes. I don't want to talk them to death. I don't want to feel like they have to stay on the line all night to talk. You know, just call in and get the point across, talk a little bit about what they're doing. You know, just if they want to stay on for 2 hours, I'd love to have them. If they want to get off in 2 minutes, that's all right, too. Just I want them to call in and be a part of the show. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So what are you planning? Are you planning anything? Are you cooking anything for your Christmas dinner? Are you going to smoke anything?
As of right now, I'm not. I ended up at Thanksgiving pretty quick without – I didn't know I was going to.
Right.
Then I ended up smoking a turkey, so you never know. But as of right now, I don't have anything planned. I'm just going to eat and have a drink.
You know what? I'm telling you, you know, if from the looks of me, it looks like I'm eating a lot. I tell you, I'm not eating a lot. I don't know why I'm swelling like old hen, but man, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on. First year is one of my New Year's resolutions. You know, guys, if y'all want to talk about New Year's resolutions tonight, call in because that's going to be our next show, this New Year's resolution. And I believe we got one more Sunday in this month that we will be on. And what is that? Will that be New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve is Monday.
Okay, all right. Well, that'd be the day before. So we'll have some listeners, maybe a few callers. So if that was on New Year's Eve, you know, we'd just scratch that one out. You know, I don't know. There's no telling. This year I'd love to be somewhere doing something, going to a New Year's Eve party. You know, the older we get, the less we do, but the more we would like to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm planning on trying to do that this year, so I'm ready to, you know, let's smoke roll at the New Year's Eve party. You know, we're going to have a good time. But I'd love to have some callers call in. I'm refreshing this page, and I have been for about the last 30 seconds, and it's not kicked back up yet. So we're just going to roll with it like that. Call in. 347-202-0263. Tonight, say Merry Christmas. We would love to hear from you. That's what it's all about. It's a big old barbecue family anyhow. Don't be shy. Just call in and say Merry Christmas. I'm excited about it. Let's just hear some. So call in. Let's hear for some y'all. Just call in. Keith, you got to cover some of my ground. You're going to be the co-host tonight. I'm gonna let you have it. I'm gonna let you have it for the next 30, and you fill everybody in on what's going on. How about that?
You know I can't talk that much. I don't think it's physically possible for me to talk that much. I'm a quiet type. I like listening and taking it in and figuring things out that way.
And you know what? That is all right too. And I'm proud to have you on the show tonight because if you wasn't on here, I would be talking to myself. You know, and I love to have you on. And see, guys, you know, Keith is a quiet, shy type, and he's on here every Sunday night. If he can get in here, he's on talking. So don't be shy, guys. Call in, and let's hear about what's going on with you.
I think you're pushing it a little bit with the shy part.
Well, I was trying to be nice. Give me a break.
Quiet, yes.
You know, yeah, the shy, quiet guy. You know, like, let's not... But you know, well, you know, it's part of it. But here on, let me just say this real quick. You know, I love to have you call in. It's easy to do. That's why I encourage everybody to call in. It's real simple. It's real easy to do. We just have a good time here. There's no certain rules we have to go by. We love to talk barbecue. It's honest. You know, that's what we're talking. We just have a good time doing it. We love to cook. We love to socialize. We love to gather. You know, one thing I would love to talk about, and I'm going to address more this coming year, especially with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're really, you know, we've got plans to further this group. We're going to make it into a sanction, hopefully in 2013, or begin to do that. It's, you know, what it takes is guys with passion that loves to cook, And then that grows on people, that inspires people to go do more. And with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, we just, you know, come up with this idea. I was calling in the barbecuesuperstars.com. Harold Mask, I was calling in his show. You always heard about Georgia Barbecue Association, Florida Barbecue Association, South Carolina, you know, Barbecue the Association. Why couldn't, you know, why can't we? You know, we're big here. We have the Jack Daniels. We have Memphis in May, which Memphis in May is an MBN, Memphis Barbecue Network sanctioned event, which is great. We support all sanctioned events. You know, we're not here to try to take over the world. We're here just to better the barbecue circuit around this area. And I believe the Tennessee Barbecue Association has helped that quite a bit. What do you think about that, Keith?
Oh yeah, it's got because you can remember, and I know from way back that there were a lot of cooks going on. Me, I can remember meeting another guy, Tony Cooks. I can't, I'm drawing a blank. And I came up to McKenzie. He come this year? I can't remember. Anyways, me and him were cooking together up at that campground, and I always had to pretty much get him because he knew a few that I didn't know about, and vice versa. So we always had between each other. And then reach out to somebody else and try to pick up where this one's at, where that one's at, and try to get the dates. And then every year you try to write them all down so you remember them for the next year. You ain't got to do that no more. You can pull up that site and somebody on there, if it's not you, it's one of us and other members, we're posting that cook's coming up. Don't forget about this cook. No, it's this constant. So it's always there. You don't have to think about it. All you got to do is pull that website up. And you can find a cook. I mean, it's not hard. I bet you now you're going there, you ain't going to find one right here in northwest Tennessee because they've all quit. But you start easing a little south and you'll start seeing some on there.
That's right.
So we get a lot of posts on there about these cooks, and it makes it a whole lot easier to keep up with, know what's coming up. There's always plenty of notice because the guys, you know, a lot of them like Bronner, or Kevin or you or some of me, Bruce, and I try to promote the heck out of it because I've been doing it so long. Everybody gets on there and they promote, you know, their site, and they do it 3 or 4 weeks ahead. So, I mean, it's easy to keep up with. Makes it a lot simpler.
Yes, it does. It just helps. That's why I started it. You know, we do this. We don't make a dime doing it. We do this because we love to do it. And this helped so many cooks, so many events, so many venues. It increased.
It's helping them grow. I mean, look at what the Henry County one did, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Henry County, Brewston and May, you know, how many TDA teams were there? You know, it was tons of, you know, representation there, you know. And
Bardwell been going on for a year or two before this year. I never heard about it, never once heard about it, and then went this year, you know. That's only because of the TBA and because we hooked up with him and, you know, going through Draper and hearing about it, and which we would never known Draper if we hadn't got linked up through there. So, you know.
That's exactly right. And that's another shout-out right there, Shane Draper, Draper's Barbecue Sauce. Look him up on Facebook. You know, he's a good guy, super great guy, matter of fact. And I enjoy cooking with him. You know, when we go to competitions, if y'all have noticed, I always say cooking with them. I'm not cooking against them. You know, it is a competition. There is competition. There is a little rivalry there, but, you know, we don't wish anybody bad. We're there cooking, doing our thing, loving to do what we're doing. And loving who we're cooking against, you know, just like Keith Webb right here, Pirate Port. We set up if we can. We're right beside each other. And he's cooking to win, and I'm cooking to win. And if I don't, I wish him the best. And if he don't, he wishes me the best. But, you know, that's what it's all about. It is a competition, and we all want to win. But if we don't, you know, there's always the next one. And that's just what it's all about. You know, I've said that time and time again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's the truth. And, you know, that's just what it is. And that's why we love to do it so much. Like old Kevin Hamlin, you know, we love to beat him, but if he beats us, that's just part of it. We love, you know, we don't love it, but we clap, we glad for him.
Somebody we know anyway, huh?
That's right. I'm trying to get him back on the show, but, you know, he's such a big celebrity, it's hard to get that on the show. and Goob, he's been working the Facebook some. You know, we had Goob on the show last week. He enjoyed that, and I was proud to have him with us. And, and there's always an open invite to everybody to call in, but he called in and had a good time, and I was glad he got to. And, you know, I've noticed he's been working Facebook a little bit. He's given a big history of the 2012 circuit this year, the, you know, what he's won and what he's done. And he's won quite a few, too. And that's what it's all about. You know, we all try to promote ourselves. We all try to brand our image, which, you know, with me, Hog County Cookers. I don't work the Hog County Cookers aspect near like I should, but everybody knows me around here, knows what's going on. And Keith Webb, as we always say, Keith Webb Pirate Pork. That's his brand. That's what he is. And that's who he is.
But like I told you the other day about them folks in Jackson, I told that guy, I said, he was telling me the name. I was like, no, tell me the team name. That's how I know them.
That's right. You know, that's right. And, you know, we know a lot of teams, a lot of people by team names rather than their names. It's just how we kind of relate some of this stuff. But we sure enjoy going and cooking and doing and having a big time. And that is what it's all about. And I'll have to say, Barbecue Superstars has helped me tremendously. Now, Keith, I don't know what's going on. We're getting some feedback out of you.
Well, man, all I was doing was scooping ice in the cup, man. I don't know.
That's what our folks, right there is our feedback. Scooping ice. Hold your phone away from the ice scoop. I believe he wanted everybody to hear him scooping each cube of ice he was putting in that glass with that.
I only got like a 6-foot-something arm span here. I was trying to hold it away as far as I could.
Well, there's her static. There's her interference tonight. Okay. But what I was saying, Barbecue Superstars has really given me a huge boost. They've just helped me out tremendously. I'm thankful to be on the show every Sunday night. Sunday is a busy day for me. A lot of things going on, and it's in 6 o'clock rolls around really fast. But I always enjoy, once I get on the air, I always enjoy having the time to talk to everyone and having the show, you know. And it's just, I've just really been thankful for that. And Darryl Mast is a super great guy. He has done wonders on this BarbecueSuperstars.com. And if you go to YouTube and look up all his videos, it's amazing. I mean, he must stay up 24/7, 365 on his computer posting these videos. Now, last season when I was trying to post a 5-minute video for Barbecue Pitmasters, it felt like 5 years, let me tell you. I worked and worked and worked trying to get one on. And it was horrendous. I had major issues trying to work that out. And finally got a little segment on, and it was terrible. You know, I thought it just sucked, really. But, yeah, we got it on. But he stays on this all the time, posting these videos, these interviews, these how-to videos, competition videos. He's always interviewing a new team. I mean, he's out there for the barbecue team, always posting videos. I mean, there's no telling how many thousands of hours of video he has on YouTube of how-to stuff. Well, it's all right through BarbecueSuperstars.com. He's got a shop zone where you can order anything in the world you would want. Culinary, barbecue, pitmaster style, rigs, cookers, pots, pans, you name it. He's got it on the site. You can order right there through him. And there again, that's what I go back to keep saying. We always try to support our own. If I'm needing something and I order something off the internet, I'm going to go to BarbecueSuperstars.com and try to order it right there, and which in turn hopefully helps him too. You know, that's what it's all about. We all try to help each other. And I think if everybody did that, things would go a lot smoother. And Keith, I mean, you know, like last month, our listeners – live and archive on all our shows, which there's a great lineup of shows every night of the week here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. You know, Monday night, you got Jim Berg out of South Carolina. Super great guy. Has a good show. He always has some major stars on there. Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Tuesday night, you got Whiskey Ben in the pit. Chad Ward, I believe, you know, out of Florida. He's out of Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I've never met Chad, but he's always got a killer show. He's got superstars, and out, you know, everywhere on his show. Wednesday night, you got my good friend Cody Archie. He's got Lulu's Soul Smoking radio show. And he's always got something going on. He's carrying on. He's whooping somebody or doing something. He's always got a good show. I love him to death. He's always got a great show going on Wednesday night. You got Thursday night, which is a shop talk, I believe, with JT and Mark out of South Carolina. And I was reading the post earlier on Heads Up on the Shop Talk. JT is getting, he's going to be teaching a class at a college or university barbecue. So that's really great for him. I'm proud of that because that is an accomplishment. I mean, I would love to do something like that. But, you know, that's Thursday night. Then you've got Friday night, Daryl Mass show. You've got him on Friday night, Barbecue Lights. It's great show. So Sunday night I kick it off with my show right here, Let's Talk Smoke. We always love to talk barbecue. Monday night you got Jim Bird, Killer Bees out of South Carolina. Tuesday night, Whiskey Ben in the pit. Wednesday night, Lulu's Barbecue, Soul Smoking Radio Show. Thursday night, Barbecue Shop Talk. It's a quick show, guys. 7 to 7:30, which is 6:30 Central Time. And then Friday night Barbecue Lights with Daryl Mast, and that's which I always talk Central. They talk Eastern, but it starts 6 o'clock Central Time on Friday night. So it's a great show every night of the week. Saturday night we all taking off, and we've got listeners after listeners after listeners. I mean thousands upon thousands upon thousands. 16,000 listeners. And that blows my mind. And I'm just proud to be a part of that. And that's what it's all about. You know, December, you've got Christmas. You've got a lot of people Christmas shopping, staying on the road, you know, trying to get everything going. Our listeners are strong again this month, live and archive. I mean, it's really strong. So I want to thank everybody listening out there that listens to us live, listens to us archives. You know, I feel like I'm in the family. If you listen to one of our shows, you're listening to all of our shows. You know, I appreciate it, and that's just what it is. We just have a great time doing it. I know I do. I'll speak for myself. I have an awesome time doing it, and I just appreciate it. It's just great. I want y'all to call in tonight. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Wish us a Merry Christmas. Love to hear from you. You don't have to talk long. I'm not going to put you on the spot like I do Webb sometimes right here on Pine Report. I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call in. I know I've got more than one live listener out there tonight because he is on the show. But give us a call. It won't take but a minute. It's easy to do. And give us a heads up. Say Merry Christmas. Would love to hear from you. The number to call is 347-202-0263. I'm going to keep telling you that number until you memorize it because Sunday night, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, is where you want to be right here with Chris Chadwick, Keith Webb of Pirate Park on the Let's Talk Smoke show. Let's get it on, baby. Call in. I want to see this board light up. Give us a call.
I've been trying for an hour to get on Facebook and share the number on my page, but I can't get logged on. I don't know what's going on here. Me and electronics don't get along, I don't think.
Well, you know, we're working hard, and you know, I just love doing this, and I just try to get everybody, you know, I got a ton of people liking what I'm doing, and I want them to call in because, you know, that's what it's all about. I just want to hear some people say Merry Christmas. You know, because I say that to everybody. I don't offend nobody, but that's what it is. It's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And it's just old-fashioned, and that's what I am, old-fashioned. You know, and I just firmly believe it's just how it should be. But I want everybody to call in tonight and just say Merry Christmas. So, see, we've already been on the air for about 55
almost
minutes.
Almost 9, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's already it's already went by so fast. Where did time go? I mean, it just clicked off fast. And I'm going to try, you know, somebody said you need to start opening this chat room. Well, I do good talk on the phone, work Discord, let alone work a chat room. Now, that right there is just, oh, no.
Multitasking is one thing, but come on, you know. Whew.
Yeah, but trying to work a chat, type.
Trying
you know,
to do that
I'm,
too,
when
yeah.
When I'm doing this chicken peck, you know, ASDL, you know, I
you sit there trying to talk. Try to talk one conversation and type another. I ain't no way.
Well, you know, we had typing class when I went to school. I don't want to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did too, Miss Woodard.
Bless her heart, you know, and you know, she wanted you to do these finger moves, at least, you know,
yeah,
of course.
I hate
to admit it, but I cheated. You know, I took that index finger and I went,
yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Now we wish we would have done it better since we don't know what we're, all these computers
you know, you
and
see these
keyboards. Who thought we'd have to type, you know?
Yeah, because you just had typewriters then. There wasn't no
computers. We didn't have no keyboards for nothing. We wasn't studying for any of that kind of mess.
You know, we thought, who in the heck is going to want to type all the time? You know, we're not going to type. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm typing every day.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Let's talk a little barbecue real quick. You know, since we haven't talked a lot of barbecue tonight, I want to get to these callers, these people calling in and telling us what they're doing. But we'll work on it. Maybe they'll talk a little more, you know. But have you got any special recipes or anything you would love to share with us about you know, any kind of heads up? I know I'm going to review us a couple here in a few minutes because I've got this new little, I got it for Christmas, matter of fact, and I don't know how old a book this is. It's a small cookbook, and it's Grills Gone Wild, and it's just a nice little cookbook, just a little paperback cookbook, and it's just nice, and it's got some nice stuff in there, and it breaks it down. It's real simple, got some nice, simple ingredients. You know, some of these cookbooks you get are just loaded up with ingredients that I don't know where they buy the ingredients at, okay? You know, we've got two grocery stores in our town. I mean, and it's not, you know, guys, it is not happening. We can't go to Whole Foods. We don't have that luxury. We go to either A or B, and that's it for us. And this
Chris, I went to an herb store up in St. Louis on a trip this past summer. I was floored, and I thought I was
really?
Pretty well schooled in most seasons. You know, I knew there was some out there I hadn't heard of, seen, but we walked in that store, and I was just floored. It was unbelievable the spices and herbs that were in that store. I actually picked up some and brought home. Some of them I'll never taste again because they were just out of this world. But some of them I kept. Some of them I tried with some rubs and some sauces. But it's just unbelievable. Like you're saying, that was in St. Louis. You know,
right.
You can't do that around here. That's something I do, you know, when we go somewhere. I try to go to a food. But I know some people heard of Fresh Market. We don't have it around here. But there's two that I visited. If we had one of these around here, I'd probably be in the poorhouse for cooking. It's the meats and stuff they have there. Unbelievable.
Oh, no, it's awesome. You know, they have actually a butcher, a fishmonger. You can get things done. You know, around here we have a fish cabinet, a fish cooler, actually. And if it's not froze, we're not getting it, you know.
You had to order them. But go around here to any of these stores and try to find a brisket.
No, you're not going to do it.
You ain't going to do it. If you are, it's not worth getting.
And, you know, I was wanting to do a standing rib roast this week.
Yeah, good luck, Chris.
And, you know, there just wasn't one around, and I couldn't order one. because when I tried to order one, they said, we have been hit so hard with standing rib roast, we don't have any. So
holiday thing, I guess.
Well, yeah. You know, Christmas, Thanksgiving is turkey time, and Christmas is more beef. You know, people want to cook a brisket or want to do a standing rib roast or a prime rib, or, you know, that's what they're working on. And, you know, I just, you know, it's small town is all you can say, really. But we just keep on keeping on, and that's what we're going to do, and that's how we roll, right?
That's it.
That's it. I agree. But we just have a good time right here on this show. We have a big time on the show. We always talk. There's no telling what we talk about. We encourage everybody to call in and talk with us. Tonight is kind of like a little Christmas show. Didn't have anything scheduled. We always shoot from the hip. Whatever calls in, that's what we roll on. That's how we talk. You know, that's what we feed on. We encourage everybody to call in. The number to call in is 347-202-0263 right here. Call in live. Talk to me. Talk to Pirate Pork right here. We'd love to hear from you. And that's what it's all about. We just have a great time doing it. And, you know, we're talking grocery stores. We have one or two here in our small town. You know, we don't have the luxury of having and being able to go and pick up ingredients for some of these recipes and some of these books called for. You know, just like my beef brisket. You know, I'm going to work on probably a blue cheese or a horseradish sauce, more like a crumb sauce, a breadcrumb kind of a thicker sauce to complement that brisket. You know, I think horseradish sauce. I love wasabi sauce, but horseradish, blue cheese, go with beef. I mean, that's just what it is. It goes with beef. And that's, you know, I enjoy that. It complements it. In my opinion, you know, you wouldn't do very well, so to speak, on a competition, I don't think, for the blue cheese or horseradish, because everybody doesn't have that flavor, you know, they don't appreciate that flavor profile, but I love blue cheese. I love horseradish, you know.
Hey, I'm a cheese guy, so, you know, I like them all. That blue cheese is a good one.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's just fire, and I think that is what it's all about, and I think that's, you know, I know I'm definitely going to make one for this big old brisket right here that I'm going to hickory smoke, I'm going to inject. I'm going to trim up, make it really a nice, lean piece of meat. I'm going to trim her up, and I'm going to cook it whole. And I'm going to inject it really, really good and rub it down. And also, something else I love to use is a leg roll brisket marinade. Have you ever had any of that Gold Buckle brisket marinade, Keith?
No, not that one. I've used a lot of that leg roll, but I don't think I've used that one.
Well, the leg roll, yeah. Well, it's the original. Their marinade.
Okay, it's an original. Yeah.
That was probably
the one I use more than any, I guess.
Yeah, and
over the years, we've grown up with that being right in our back door. Shoot, I've been using that stuff as long as I can remember, off and on, you know.
Yeah, that complements it really well, and it's very, very good. And it's just awesome to go on brisket, you know, in my opinion. And I like A1. I like some A1 in a brisket if you thin it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk beef, you talk big beef, bold flavors. And I don't do it like a pork. I don't do it like pork, like I do ribs or like I do shoulders or butts. You know, I don't even go anywhere near that flavor profile. You know, there's a lot of guys that actually cook their beef and barbecue that stuff. You know, barbecue sauce and
no.
You know, I just never have
all my simple flavors. It's beef flavors, and if I put anything on it, I don't even remember last time. Seems like maybe I did. I just took some of the juice that came out of it and moistened it back up. Well, I ain't doing all that. beef to me is beef. You know,
yeah.
You need to truly enjoy it for its for the beef flavor. You
know,
pep that up a little bit with salt and pepper, maybe a little more beef flavorings or something, but try to keep it simple. Oh, it's done me good, so that's what
right.
I try to keep it at.
Well, you know, the thing about beef, it's just, you know, all of our competitions around here, you know, we do a lot of small town circuit competitions. You know, that's what we have. That's what it is around here. You don't have as many large, big competitions. And in the smaller town competitions, brisket's really not a category. They're always leaning towards chicken, beef, chicken, pork, and ribs. They're not doing beef. And,
no.
They just don't talk about it. You know, they just don't do it. And, you know, you go to a KCBS event, you know, brisket, that's just one of the cats, and that's what you cook. And I just, in my past experience, I just haven't really cooked, you know, I didn't cook brisket. And, you know, the more we get into this KCBS, you know, which the more you do, the more you learn, the more you progress, that's maturing, that's just knowledge, you know. And
best thing too, love it.
You know, that's just how it is. And so what we do is we continue to expand our knowledge of the barbecue. And when we do this brisket, I just fell in love with a whole new category when I started doing that. And you just can't, it's just hard to, compete with. You know, I love that brisket. And
it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just great. And that's just, you know, it's just a good category. I'm planning on continuing to cook it as long as I can go. But, you know, talking about all these small competitions, the Tennessee Barbecue Association, KCBS, Memphis Barbecue Network, you know, we do all these smaller ones. And I tell you, one of the big issues, and I had this conversation a few days ago with a couple people, and this is a problem that we need to change. And I don't know how we're going to have to do it, but we're going to have to do it. People hear us talking about barbecue competitions, and we always invite everybody to come to a barbecue competition. Well, you take the average felon that wants to go to a barbecue competition, and he doesn't know any of the teams. Well, most of the time, you're not going to walk up to a barbecue competitor and say, "Hey, can I get, you know, give me something to eat," you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about are you've got the flip of that, then you've got somebody going to every booth saying, "You got anything? You got any spares? You got anything you want to give away?" You know. And what point I'm trying to convey here is that we have a barbecue competition. We invite people to come and check it all out, but there's nothing for me. They can't get a barbecue sandwich. Hell, they have to get a hot dog or hamburger from a little vendor over on the side.
Yeah.
Why go to a barbecue competition if you can't get a barbecue sandwich, or if you can't get a rack of ribs or a bone rib, or a piece of chicken? Why go?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree.
You know, and the place, everybody, when they go to a barbecue competition, they're really thinking, "We're going to go eat some barbecue," and that's the last place you go. And that doesn't
and
make sense to me at all.
That's one good thing about McKenzie. What did they eat last year at McKenzie?
Well, they ate whole
barbecues. They ate barbecues.
We had them in line for hours.
No, we wasn't even trying to sell barbecue over there. We had people buying it.
You know,
before we were cooking, we had no intentions of selling nothing. I even told the guys I was cooking with, "No, we're not selling. We got focused on cooking, blah, blah, blah." Hell, we ended up selling everything we cooked and scraping up more to try to sell. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And that's your point right there. There wasn't a bunch of vendors around selling this. And, you know, if that's where they want to do it, great. But I'm like you. If I'm going to barbecue competition, I want to try some barbecue.
Exactly.
I mean, I ain't there to eat a hot dog.
That's right. And once they get there and they realize they can't get a barbecue sandwich or they can't get ribs or they can't get chicken, you know what they do? They leave.
And they turn around and leave. They'll walk through, look at everybody, and then turn around and leave.
And the way it works is most people, they're not going to walk up to a team and say, hey, my name's Joe. What's your name? Can I look at your pit? You know, most people don't do that. There's a few people in this day and time that still, you know how to walk up and speak to someone and text things out. But most people, they're not going to say anything about it. They're going to just turn around and leave.
The only time I've had very much of that was 2 years ago at Paris Landing. I had a few people come by and look at the cooker and want food and this, that, and that. I had to tell them I couldn't sell, but they come by and look at the cooker. They want to talk. That was 2 years ago. They didn't do it so much this year, but last the year before, I had quite a bit of that. But that's the only cooker ever that I've ever been at that really, I mean, I'd have a few walk by and just kind of glance and look at what your setup was and walk by. But I think a lot of, maybe that's our fault, though, Chris. I just thought about that. Not the food eating so much, but the you know, maybe we need to reach out a little more.
Well, you know, I try.
If we catch them walking by, I know you probably do.
You know what?
I may have to push Cindy out there a little bit more. Grab some of the folks, they will talk about what we're doing and whatnot.
But, you know, I really, I don't meet a stranger, number one. I don't meet a stranger. I enjoy meeting people, talking to people. You know, that's how I was raised. My dad was a real personable person also. And we just had a, you know, I enjoy talking and meeting people. And, you know, in this day and time, you don't have a lot of that like you did back in, say, the golden days of people socializing, communicating. You know, everybody's texting and texting on phones. These kids nowadays, you know, they text everything they say, and they don't actually know how to walk up and shake someone's hand and introduce themselves and look you in the eye and present themselves and carry on the conversation. But back to the barbecue venue, you know, I think that's a huge issue that a lot of these event organizers are going to need to address them, because, you know, as big as that Tupelo barbecue cook-off was, you know, people were walking around basically, you know, asking everybody for something to eat. Nobody had anything, you know. And
were you allowed to sell it? You can't sell it that one, can you?
No, you can't sell it, any of them. And either, you know, give it away. You know, I don't mind giving some stuff away. I mean, if somebody would like a sandwich and I've got it, you know, I don't mind doing that. You know,
I do a lot of that.
But people go and they just can't. They can't get anything to eat, so they leave. And I think that's a huge issue that a lot of these event organizers need to address a little more. You know, they always emphasize, you'll be disqualified if you're getting caught giving or selling a sandwich. Well, you know, these people are here hungry, ready to eat, and, you know, they can't get a sandwich.
That's why I do give away so much, because a lot of what you're saying, I can't sell it most of these places, but I want people to eat my stuff. I mean, even at McKinsey when we were selling, I gave some people some. I'm like, here, try it, you know. I want everybody to put it in their mouth. I want everybody to taste pork barbecue, you know.
Right. I'm in agreement with you. You know, that's something I'd like to work on. You know, you got your health department issues. But overall, if you're barbecue team, you know what you're doing, number one.
You're cleaner. Most kitchens, I would think. Most of us. I'll grant you there's probably some out there that. But once you start cooking like me and you do, and I've never seen it, I've been around most of, you know, at least all our friends and the ones, that all these local ones that even I don't know the people, everything's been looking pretty clean and up to me. So, I mean, I understand it, but, you know.
And see, now, you know, most of these teams, which, granted, you know, you are there competing and you are trying to win, but, you know, even if it's a big old, you know, if you've always got several team members there and around, but you know, they just need to have something that the to be, you know, the people that come to barbecue venues, the events, the competition, something that they can actually do. Because if there's nothing they can eat, nothing they can do, why go?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, back to that old thing, you know, I think that's an issue that needs to be addressed. I think there needs to be something that can be done to draw more people, because people love the smoke, they love the barbecue atmosphere, they love the personality that all these teams have. And I think if they could just eat a little of that, they would come back and do it again more so, and they would actually brag about it and have more people show up at these things. You know, that's why there's never anybody there at a barbecue competition, is because, well, they can't get a barbecue sandwich. So I've always got a shoulder pulled, and I'm passing barbecue out, really.
I do the same, try to.
But, you know, it's just amazing. It's a, you know, it's there's got to be some answer for that, for sure. Well, let's see if I can get anything going here. Actually, believe this or not, my board is locked up and I can't do anything else. So if we've got callers, guys, y'all bear with me. I'm working on this while we talk.
You're in the same boat as me. I can't get my computer. I'm surprised my phone's held up.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I don't understand what the deal is tonight. The weather's pretty clear. We had a little overcast, a little sprinkling, but, you know, it's unreal. It's unreal how this works and how this doesn't work, and it is not working right now. So we're just going to keep on, and we're going to roll with it. We're going to make it happen and just keep carrying on while I work on this. But, you know, I think if we could get more participation, team participation, just to have something out there for people to sample, I think that would help. That would increase the number of people coming to these competitions. And if you're not selling it and you're giving it away, I don't see how that could be an issue, you know?
It should be.
And that would get more participation, just like Memphis in May. You know, it's a big show. You've got vendors, you've got a ton of vendors over on the side, but you've got tons of teams there. You've got smoke rolling, Kingsford everywhere, you've got all these barbecue grates there. It's a great show. You've got all
it's
these
a spectacle. You got to have that spectacle to draw that crowd. Yeah, that's it.
Well, it is. But then you've got all these two-story barbecue setups, you know, people partying, dancing on the top floor, full bar set up. Then you've got all these cookers rolling and going. And then you've got an armed guard at the gate, at their entrance. You know, and you're not going in. You're not going to get a bite of barbecue if you're just a regular old Joe like me or you. You know what I'm saying. You can't go down there and get a barbecue sandwich. I mean, you can go see the sides, but you're not going to talk to anybody or get into any of them, pretty much. And, you know, it's just while you're competing and while you're doing your due, you can't have a lot of interruptions. I understand. I agree with that. But you know, it would just be nice. All I'm saying, it would be nice if they could go and, you know, have a place like a big community tent or something, they could go and actually get a barbecue and participate in the festivities. So, you know, that's all I'm trying to get across there. Because I know personally I would love to go, you know, before I started cooking, before I was a barbecue superstar, let me tell you, when we went to Memphis in May and I hooked up with Daryl and we started doing some interviews, man, I had the time of my life down there. I got inside. You know, we did interviews with Mike from Backwoods. You know, we talked to him. We did interviews with Big Bob Gibson's right there, Chris Lilly's booth. I was there with his mother-in-law and father-in-law. You know, sitting right in between them, eating peanut butter pie, having sweet tea, having a great conversation, and just enjoying the hospitality. They were the nicest people, let me tell you. You know, there, you know, how many people get to say they got to do that? Not many. And then, you know, then go over to Famous Dave's cook site and get to hang out and go in and talk to them. Natural Born Grillers. Great guy, you know, just great, you know, just great atmosphere. Go hang out at Tucker Cookers for a little while and go, and I hung out at the Shed Barbecue with Brad Orson and Miss Linda, Brooke, the whole bunch, you know, everybody. And they were doing live filming. I was actually in a video with them that Daryl put out. You know, we interviewed them, had a great time. Nibbling on bar, just had a great time. You know, you don't get to do that kind of thing. And I was fortunate enough to get to go do that. And I had an awesome time, and I look forward to it. I'm ready for Memphis in May again. You know, this year it's going to be even bigger, and I'm just ready to roll and hopefully get to do some more interviews. You know, my first interview was with Craig Wilkerson of Will Be Q Barbecue right there at Memphis in May. Okay, I know his name now, but when I was interviewing him, I didn't know what in the hell I was doing. I mean, Daryl put me right in front of that, and I started doing that, and put me on the spot, and I said, oh, no, what am I doing? And, you know, and I made it through it. I couldn't remember 2 seconds of it, but I made it through it. I had a good time. And, but let me tell you, it's just, you know, we just had a great time. And, okay, I got my board back up, guys. I'm going to try to get some people. We got some people on hold. I'm excited to have some people. Hopefully they're going to talk Merry Christmas. They're on. Matter of fact, 806-292, you're on with us. Great to have you. Who do we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Lance.
Hey, Lance. How you doing? Merry Christmas to you. How you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. How are y'all?
We're hanging out and talking barbecue. Just got my board back up, man. It's been crazy. My computer's been down. No internet or nothing on. You know, it's just not been working out here. I've been talking and clicking and flicking and trying to make it happen again.
Listening to radio show.
Yeah. Oh, we got 609. Oh, I know who that is. That's Cousin Ed.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the show. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Just having a big old, having a show. Me and Keith Webb on Pirate Fork talking on here tonight. My board's been down, hadn't had anything coming up, and it just all come back on at once and got you on here. Lance Moore out of Texas, West Texas Pitmasters on with us too. Glad to have y'all here. Merry Christmas to all of you. We're just talking, having a good old time. I notice you've been smoking quite a bit this past weekend. And Lance, I know you. Yeah, well, Robert, I'm sorry. You've been smoking quite a bit this past weekend. I know Lance been letting the smoke roll too, hadn't you, Lance?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I'm lighting it up right now. We can do some more.
That's all right. Go, boy. I tell you what, my pit was on all was on. I was feeding sticks in it all day yesterday, from yesterday morning at 5:30 to last night. And I shut her down. I quit feeding it about 12:30 last night. And I cooked ribs yesterday, ton of ribs, had a good cook, and cooked chickens last night. I've got turkeys on the smoker now, and got a brisket over here on the counter for us, our family, Christmas Day lunch. We're going to do big brisket Texas style this year.
There you go. That'll be good. Now I fired up, I guess, Thursday evening. We ran Thursday night, Friday night, and then I quit about noon yesterday and loaded it up and went about 100 miles and and so I'm fired it back up tonight. My friend took me to do some pork butts to do some tamales.
Really?
For tomorrow.
That sounds really good.
So I always smoke my pork butts and then I shred them up and make tamales out of them. Everybody loves it.
Oh man, I would just kill for a good tamale right now, man. And I love carnitas. You know, I love that. Salsa verde, you know, I love that verde sauce. I mean, that's just killer. I love them tomatillas, and that old green sauce is just money to me. I love it. Could eat my way.
I'm kind of a transplant in Texas. I grew up in New Mexico, and so I grew up around, you know, tons of Mexican food all my life. And, you know, when I moved to Texas, you know, Mexican food here is Tex-Mex. It's a lot
right.
different than what I grew up with. And I never could figure out, you know, why, you know, even though, you know, technically we're about, where I live, I'm about 70 miles from New Mexico, and the food's completely different. And I finally have decided that it's just part of the Indian heritage around the world that changes the Mexican food.
Right.
But we like stuff a lot spicier, kind of like you found out, I guess, this week.
Yeah. I noticed on one of your posts on Facebook this past week when you smoked it, I guess Thursday night, somebody asked you what a pork butt was.
Yeah, I'm sure that was. You know, because it you know, kind of like brisket is out there to you guys.
Right.
You know,
right.
Pork butts out this way are the same way out this way. You know, a lot of people don't know what they are, and so you get into that a lot too.
Well, you just introduce that. You just introduce it, tell them it's Tennessee style, and they'll go crazy over it then. See? That's all you got to do. Just tell them it's Tennessee style barbecue. That'll make them go crazy over it. I'm going to tell you. That old, you know, I got some West Texas Pitmaster rub. I don't know who that's from, but I got some of that. And that would go awesome on a pork butt. I'm just going to tell you, that's just the pork rub. Just rub her down, coat her down with that pork butt, and that'll be money, no doubt.
Oh, well, I use it on a lot of butts, and I use it on a lot of hams, too.
Oh, and, yeah, no doubt.
Everybody loves it out here. But,
right.
But, you know, and I did, you know, well, just for Christmas, I did three or four pork butts for people around this area. It's kind of getting out there. I had someone, you know, back in the summer wanted me to do some pulled pork for them, and I did it, and it's kind of growing out this way, too, you know, as they kind of know what it is, which said, I mean, everybody kind of likes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you know, nothing better than a good old pork butt. You know, I always like a good big butt.
There you go.
You know, nothing wrong with a little tail every once in a while, but that pork butt, I'm telling you, you know, it's hard to beat. And if you never cook a shoulder, if you get your hands on a shoulder instead of that pork butt, you'll even like that better, in my opinion, because, you know, a lot of guys cook pork butt, you know, they cook butts around here. And with the shoulder, you're getting the ham, you're getting the picnic ham, too.
Right.
So you're getting sweet meat with that pork butt, and it just makes it even that much better. I mean, mix that up, and it just makes that barbecue. Do you pull it or chop it?
I usually pull it.
That's
kind of
the way to do it.
Kind of a shred with hands, and when I do tamales, I do it a little bit. You know, I get a little bit finer with it, you know, to get it in there. But that's kind of how we do it. And I mean, you know, we use pork a lot in New Mexico to make like green chili stew. And, you know, that's kind of where my first recollections of you know, pork butts and stuff like that was from that end of it. But, you know, like I said, in Texas, you know, a lot of these people don't know anything about it.
I had a friend of mine from Texas, you know, Gabe, don't you? That's
yeah.
True.
Yes, sir.
We talked about pork butts, you know, pork method, you know, what you do to it here and there. And we talked about that a while back. I mean, it's been a while back, but, you know, I tried to tell him what I did to them and how I do them. I think they were having to do one at one big competition. But I love to talk Texas brisket, And, you know, I love to talk Tennessee barbecue with y'all. You know, it's just, that's just part of it. I know it's, let me get this new caller. Let me, hold on a second, Lance. Let me get this new caller, 573. Who we got here?
What the hell are we doing tonight, boys?
Hey, brother. What's happening? Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you.
How are you tonight? I believe this
I'm doing pretty good.
This is Cody Archie from the Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show. Welcome to the show tonight.
Did you get everything worked out? I was listening to the show, and I know you was having some problems. I jumped on the computer. I've been pushing callers in left and right for you.
I appreciate that. I really do. I really do, because my computer quit. I couldn't get any internet. My board went out. I was flipping this, flipping that, trying to make it. Finally got it back up. Lo and behold, I had some numbers up there and already in gear, ready to roll, and I was excited about that.
Yeah, I was sitting there wrapping some presents, and I was like, oh, man, he can't get his computer work. I already had it up. I was listening to it on the computer, and I was like, well, I'm just pushing on through for him.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. See, guys, that's what barbecue is all about. We all trying to help each other, man. He just took right in there, took out an initiative and helped me out, and I just greatly appreciate that. Man, we just had a...
What are y'all talking about now? I missed about 15 minutes, 20 minutes of the show. I had some people come in.
Well, what we're doing tonight, we're just wanting everybody to call in, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We've just been talking a little about competition. We've just been covering all the bases tonight. We're running around first, second, third, coming in the home stretch. You know, we're coming in the home right now, ready to slide in. But we're just talking in general, Merry Christmas. You know, we're excited. I'm excited about Christmas time. You know, it's right around the corner. Santa Claus is coming. It won't be long. And I know my daughter's excited about Santa coming. And we're talking about what we're having for Christmas Day lunch. What are you planning on cooking for Christmas Day lunch, dinner?
Man, the only thing we're cooking is chicken and dressing. My grandma's taking care of the meal. I'm not cooking anything. I am done for this year, mostly, because it looks like it's going to be a big snowstorm come through, so I'll probably be out of commission next week and just kind of hanging back and observing, see what's going on. That's about really all I'm going to be doing. So,
man, well, you know, nothing wrong with grandma's chicken and dressing. I mean, that sounds good. I would love to have some chicken and dressing right now. That would be spot on, I'm telling you. But that's what Christmas is all about. I know I'm doing a brisket. I got a big old packer over here on the counter. I'm ready to start hacking on and trimming on here in a few minutes, and we've got that to do. And I know, I don't know what Keith's doing. Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, I'm not sure what he's doing yet, and I hadn't asked Lance what he's planning on doing. I know he's working on some pork butts and going to cook up some fine tamales. And I got Cousin Ed, Robert Taylor, on the line here, and I hadn't given him a chance to talk yet. We're going to find out what he's going to do for Christmas lunch, too. Cousin Ed, what are you going to do for Christmas?
Probably sit at home and watch some TV.
Me and
my partner Tim are down here in Huntsville right now. Kind of down at the Lodge. I'm not sure where in Huntsville, but it's on the other side of the big hills, I'll tell you. We're putting on, how many turkeys we got? 65 turkeys and 85 spiral sliced hams. So we're unpacking. We got some turkeys on the grill. We're unpacking the hams right now. I'm just standing here listening to you on the show.
Well, that sounds like you got a little meat on the grill, a little bit meat on the pit. You ready to roll, son, and you let the smoke roll, too. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Lance, what are you doing for Christmas Day lunch or supper?
Well, we're having turkey and ham, actually. So I got a nice big beef tenderloin in my cooler, but we're going to have turkey and ham.
Well, that sounds good, too. You know, we all good cooks. I mean, we all great cooks. Let me rephrase that. We all great cooks. We can't cook nothing bad, so whatever we're cooking is definitely going to be good. And, you know, everybody's going to be eating on it. So I'm just glad y'all are all here, and I've got to wish all of you Merry Christmas. You know, it's right around the corner. And I just don't know what I'd do if I didn't have a show. I just love to do it, and I'd love to have all y'all calling in. love all the listeners. I've tried to encourage all the listeners to call in tonight, but, you know, it's just hard to rally the troops sometimes. And we still want them to call in. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. Guys, call in and wish us a Merry Christmas. We would sure love to wish y'all one. Live right here on the Chris Chadwick Show, BBQSuperstars.com. Cody?
Yes, sir.
Wednesday is New Year's Day. No, it's not. It's day after Christmas. Man,
day after Christmas.
Yeah, day after Christmas. What have you got lined up for your show day after Christmas?
If I can pull it off and get everybody in, I know, which I'm supposed to have Buzzy's Barbecue, which won Pitmasters on the first show down in Texas, which is a Texas champion off Pitmasters.
Right, right.
He's supposed to be coming on. I got Craig Cherry with Texas Pepper Jelly supposed to be coming on. But I'm kind of debating whether or not I'm going to push that back till the first of the year.
Right.
And I might be bringing on all the people that I've had on from the past shows here the past month and a half. I'm going to try to get in contact with Ernest Cervantes, Pitmaster Robert Sierra. I know Tim Fields is coming on next week. I'm going to have try to pull them on. I know Randy and Eddie Hill is going to be on, but, which Fraz will be back with me next week. And then I'm going to try to pull in Big Mr. Estrada, Big Mr. Barbecue, Neil Estrada. I'm going to try to get Mo in. And, you know, some of the other ones, I know it's going to be coming off Christmas, so I don't know who all is going to be able to get on the show because, I expect people to spend time with their family, and, you know, the show comes secondly. So we're going to try to pull all those on as well. But, you know, more likely I'll have Buzzy's Barbecue, off Pitmaster 1 Texas Champion, and then
that'll
I'll have Texas Pepper Jelly, and then rest of the people that I've had on the show, and we'll try to get them
well,
on and have a big questionnaire table type of thing. And, you know, anybody wants to call in, ask questions, or be a part of the show, whatever they want to do, which chat room will be open. Usually a big conversation in the chat room every Wednesday night. They're usually having their own conversation, so, you know,
see,
got one of those own things. But we'll have to see what happens.
Well, that's what I was telling you. You know, Cody stays on my tail about doing this chat room. I'm doing good to keep the board on, let alone the chat room.
You're going to have to get you another set of hands.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get me one of those fancy microphones and headsets that Cody uses.
There you go.
I'm gonna get that on, and I've got to get me one. Maybe I can get me one for Christmas. I don't know. I'm going out of town. Wednesday, I'll be on the road, so maybe I can tune in and listen for a little while, and I'll try to call in too. I'll call in on the highway. But
call in and enjoy the show with us. I know you were last week on the chat room last week and talking around there.
Well, it sounds like you got a dynamite show. Guys, y'all just tuning in. We've got a big show tonight. We're just talking a lot of good barbecue. We're talking Merry Christmas. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We're just talking about what we'd like to have or what we're having Christmas Day. We're just talking food. We're just talking life. We're just having a great time. We've got superstars right here. All these guys are barbecue superstars in my book. This show is about you and the barbecue. That's what it is. That's what it always will be. We love to talk barbecue. We do have another caller on. Let's see if we can cue them in and tell them Merry Christmas. I sure want to. Let's see if we can get this thing to go, roll. We've got it. Caller 501-276, you're on the air with us. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Chris. It's Andy from Southern Crunk Boys.
Hey, Andy, welcome to the show, brother.
Well, I just happened to check my Facebook, and I wanted to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas on your show. We Randy and I have been busy doing research, and we've been trying to organize this cook we're having down here in Hot Springs. So we just wanted to tell everybody Merry Christmas, and hope everybody is letting the smoke roll tonight.
Man, we just talking Christmas, and we are letting the smoke roll. Glad to have you on the show. I know it looked like y'all were crunkies the other night. I don't know where you were, but it looked like some interesting pictures old Randy posted.
Yeah, we were definitely in an interesting place. We were actually at a burlesque show here
That's
in Hot Springs. which was you know, completely clean. There was no nudity.
Right, right.
It was very tastefully done, and it was a Christmas theme, and there was all pasties and G-strings. So, you know, we had a good time. Needless to say,
I'm sure you did. That was I'm sure wherever you and Randy are, there's going to be a good time happening. It's going to be on.
If you're with us and you don't have a good time, it's your own damn fault.
Yes, your own fault. I hear you, brother. I do. And, you know, if y'all listeners out there, Andy Allen, Randy Hill, they have organized a awesome event coming up in January. It's, what, 25th and 6th? Is that the right date?
Yeah, 25th, 26th here in Hot Springs.
Arkansas.
Yep.
IBCA sanctioned event. It's gonna be on. The smoke's gonna be rolling. They're gonna have this. Gonna be a big show. I mean, you need to be there if you're close by. If you're 100 miles away, 200 miles away, 300 miles away, sign up. Get your ass down there and have a big old time. It's gonna be an awesome show. I know I sure would love to go, and I'm still debating if I can make it. I'm gonna come.
Well, we'd love to have you, Chris.
It just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
We've got some big names already signed up for us too. You know, old Hank Vaden's coming, and I think the Lulu's boys may try to roll down. I don't know. They still kind of hem hawing around about it.
Boys there. I mean, we might as well hang it up. Lulu's going to be there. You know, they're going to
They'll try to put us on the air or something, you know. It's kind of a live show.
As long as we don't go to jail, it'd be okay.
We'll protect you, Cody. Don't worry about it. I hadn't caught any much of your show tonight. I hadn't, to be honest with you, I was looking at my Facebook and I saw your post and I said, well, shoot, I need to check in with these boys. And I hope you had a good show tonight and want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. So,
well, that's what it's all about. I sure thank you for calling in, because that's what I wanted everybody to do tonight, call in, wish us a Merry Christmas. I sure wish you a Merry Christmas. And we just shooting it from the hip, you know. We don't schedule really schedule anything. We just roll with the flow.
Randy was cooking a big old nice prime rib tonight. I had some ribs on today, and I actually smoked a barbecue chicken pizza this evening for supper.
That sounds awesome.
Oh man, I tell you what, I grilled a little chicken and then got me some prefabbed pizza crust, and I put some cheese and some barbecue sauce, threw that chicken up on top, and some peppers and some onions. Man, I tell you what, it was some kind of good.
You know what? You know, you bring that up real quick. You know that? You know, that was my first job working a pizza restaurant years and years and years ago, and I'm a pizza fanatic. I love a good hot pizza with an ice cold beer.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I did it. We cooked at a big Tyson chicken. We cooked at the Tyson Barbecue Festival up there in Martin, Tennessee. Our first year, you know, I was trying to do Tyson theme, chicken theme, you know, on the backyard. And I cooked a big old pizza. I cooked a big old pizza, grilled the chicken, you know, made a chicken bacon ranch pizza. And they loved it, and it did really well. But I didn't get to walk on it, but I had a great time, and I love chicken on a grill, pizza on a grill.
I know. I tell you what, you know, people don't realize, you know, your smoker, your grill is just like a big old dang pizza oven, you know. I mean, if you can get it hot enough, you know, you get that right, you know. I mean, you know, like me, I've got those water smokers. Well, you know, I took the water out of my water smoker tonight and got my temp up to about 350, 400 degrees. You know, it's just like a dang pizza oven.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna have to
get off here. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'll see y'all. I'll talk to you Wednesday night, Chris. I'll talk to you Wednesday night, Andy.
Yep.
I gotta go wrap Grandma's 12-gauge shotgun we got for
Christmas.
So.
Atta boy.
I'll talk
atta boy.
I'll see y'all later.
We sure appreciate you calling me, and Merry Christmas to you too. Appreciate it. Have a good night. All right. That's you know, Cody's always a great guy to talk to, be around. I mean, you know, he first started calling me into the show, and we just talked and carried on and had a great big conversation, and just, you know, met him about a year ago there in Benton, Kentucky, at our first KCBS cook. March, and ever since then we've been back and forth, just constantly, you know, and he's a super great guy. We just cut up, have a big
time. Well, you know,
that's
the thing about it too, Chris. You know, once you meet guys like that, they become your family. You know, it's barbecue family, and hell, I've got barbecue family all over the country. You know, I mean, it stretches from California to Maryland. You know, I mean, I've just got barbecue family all over the place, people that know me and that I know that, you know, I don't see very often, but when I do, you know, we give the big bro hug and you know, and it's all
right.
Fun and game, you know, it's all good time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, I don't meet a stranger either. When it's in the barbecue, realm, it's all on, you know. I mean,
Randy,
it's family from here on out. And
Randy always gives me a hard time because every time we go to a cook-off, I go wandering around and visiting, and he's over. I'm a social butterfly, I guess. And I like to go visit and talk to everybody. And Randy kind of sits over there and does his own thing, believe it or not, you know. Which is, you know, and every once in a while I'll come back and he'll be hanging out with the guy next door. He likes to hang out with the next door neighbors. He didn't like to go wandering around too much. So.
Yeah, you're the social butterfly, spread your wings. That looks like
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
I do too. You know, they accuse me for running for governor all the time when I go, and you know, I just tell that's just what it is. We, you know, that's just how it is. But we just have a good time and like I was telling, we got Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, on the line with us tonight too. Lance Moore out of West Texas, Fifth Asses out of Texas, and our good friend Robert Taylor right there out of Baltimore, Tennessee. Taylor Smokehouse Farms, he's on there with us too. You know, we just
you got a good crew tonight.
Yeah, you know, and we just have a big old time. We get on there and talk and cut up and just raise a little cane and let the smoke roll a little smoke. You know, we just have a big old time. That's what it's all about, and you know, Christmas time is here, and I'm just excited about that. You know, especially when you got little ones around, Santa Claus is coming, we just have a good time. We do a lot of family things and eating. That's what, you know, bowl barbecue. It's another family. It's a whole another family. It's a family across the whole nation.
Absolutely. What are you cooking tomorrow? You got something planned for your family to cook?
Yes, I do. You know, I've been cooking hard and heavy this whole weekend. I've cooked ribs. I've cooked chickens last night, all night. I've got turkey smoking right now, but I got about a 17, 18 pound packer right over here, and we're gonna do a beef brisket tomorrow.
Attaboy. I'm doing a crown roast of pork. I'm gonna put some stuffing in it. And it's all pretty. I got the bones all cut back, and it's all cut up nice. I'm gonna throw that on there tomorrow. I got a couple racks of ribs I gotta cook, and you know, and like I said, today I had some ribs on. I did a pork tenderloin, but I butterflied it out, and I made some crawfish stuffing, and stuffed it inside of this pork tenderloin, and then rolled it up, and then I smoked it. Today for a friend of mine, you know, the fire's been blowing, the smoke's been rolling around Arkansas, so.
I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. You know, we love to do it. We can't help but from doing it, you know.
I know.
And that crown roast, I know that's going to be money. I mean, I'm ready to do a crown roast. I want them bones sticking up and curving out, you know, and frenched out, ready to, you know, I just, it's stuffed in the center. Man, that just sounds delicious. You got to put a picture on there when you get it done.
I'll get a good picture of it tomorrow, and I'll send one to you. But,
That's awesome.
I tell you what, right now it looks awesome. I got a good friend at the butcher shop, and he Frenched it out for me. So all I got to do is put my seasoning on it and put some stuffing in the middle of it and put it on the smoker. So,
Boy, that's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped up, so.
I bet. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I've always wanted to do one. Never have, but once I see that picture of yours, I know that's on. I'm gonna have to be doing it.
All right, brother. I'll send you one tomorrow. Hey, y'all have a Merry Christmas. I'll get off here and let you finish the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas to you and all your family. All right.
Here,
appreciate you calling in, Andy. All right.
See you.
All right. Bye. And that's what it's all about, guys, you know. It's what can we say? We all on here, we love to talk, barbecue, and we just pretty much pick a bunch of friends, you know, and it's nice to know you got friends all over the nation, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, Robert's out there, Cousin Ed, he's over smoking all this major meat. We smoked 3 or 4. I know when I cooked about 50 turkeys, it wore my tail out. I was wore slap dab out.
We cooked about those turkeys lambs in Little Rock yesterday. It's a little embarrassing. I forgot. I missed the vodka. I mean, it's freezing cold out there, so it wouldn't hurt. But this morning we found a box of ham sitting over, and normally I count everything. Once I get everything out and start putting it on, we count and we straighten up, get all the boxes straight, make sure we got all the boxes counted for, all the meat on the grill. And, you know, I guess it was kind of a smaller cook, and I got a little bit complacent, and boy, I had to put them on when I found them and get them going, but we got everything going.
You're about to break up on us, Robert.
Yeah, I don't know what the noise is. I got a good signal here.
It ain't me this time. I'm waiting.
No, sometimes we catch a little. Sometimes we catch a little noise.
I ain't putting no ice in my cup right at the moment.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that. I figured that's what it was, you icing that cup down. We got another caller on the line. Let's see if we can get him in here. 731-571. You're on the air with us. Well,
hey, Chris.
Let's go. Hey.
That's the best deer I ever had.
Yeah, well, good. You enjoyed that deer then?
Yeah, man. You did a fantastic job. That's great.
Is that our McKenzie friend?
Yes, it is. Tommy, welcome to the show tonight.
What's that?
Welcome to the show tonight. Glad you
called. Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you got the show going, and I support you any way I can. Doesn't have to be to let you know.
Well, I sure appreciate that. You know, guys, this is a good friend of mine here from my hometown, and he had a fresh deer shoulder, and I've been cooking ribs. I cooked ribs yesterday morning all day, and he asked me if I'd cook that deer shoulder, and I said, sure. You know, I'd never cooked a venison shoulder before. So we prepped it all up, soaked it down, and tried to clean it out a little bit, apple cider vinegar and salt and water, and we smoked it slow, and I put a good savory rub on it. I didn't use a barbecue rub, but I used a savory rub. Smoked it for several hours and then wrapped it in bacon, and then I seasoned it lightly, and then I wrapped it in foil. And finished product, I mean, you could just mash that old deer meat with your thumb, couldn't you? It was pretty tender, wasn't it, Tommy?
Oh, yeah, just pull that bone out with your thumb. And, it's just come apart. And my wife didn't even want any part of deer, but she was tickled to death with that one.
Well, good.
So
that's good. You know, when you well, I'm proud. I'm proud. I did a good job because you know I really didn't know how it was going to turn out until we checked it. You know, when we unwrapped and checked it, and man, I tell you that deer was mighty fine. I just don't eat a lot myself, but when I had some of that, no man, this is dynamite. And
yeah, we're gonna get you a ham in a week or two, and we'll eat on that a little while.
All right. That sounds like a plan. We'll
good
keep it going.
You,
and just cook you whatever you want. Merry Christmas to you and your wife. I hope y'all have a good Christmas. And thank you so much for calling in tonight, Tommy. I appreciate it.
Okay. You too, Chris. Merry Christmas.
All right. Have a good night. Merry Christmas. Bye bye. Yeah, that guys. You know, I don't cook a lot of venison, but that deer sure did turn out really well. And
what'd you cook it up to? What kind of temp?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm an old-fashioned cooker. And I just do not. I don't bring a thermometer to the ball game most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, I do that old squeeze and finger test. And I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you, honestly, what temperature that was. I know I smoked it. I smoked around 250, between 225 and 250 for about four and a half hours.
So was it a shoulder or a hind quarter?
It was a shoulder.
Okay.
And
you ain't a whole lot of meat on them shoulders.
Well, you know, it was probably I'd say it was at least a good 6 pounds, 5-6 pounds.
Yeah.
And what I did, I smoked it. Well, see, I had it on the cold side. My grill, you know, I've got hot side, cold side. I had it on the cooler side, the farthest end. And I rubbed it down real good, good savory rub. And just smoked it slow, which I always use hickory. I got a stick burner. It was all offset, no direct heat at all. This was all indirect. And then when I brought it to where, you know, where I thought it was kind of, you know, still had a little firmness to it, but I went on and I wrapped it down with bacon because, you know, bacon makes anything better. Especially that good old fat. You know, that's just poor candy, and I'm telling you. And what we did, we wrapped it down in bacon and then wrapped it up, and I put it on the hot side and let it roll for another 45 minutes to an hour, and then it steamed in the cooler. You know, wrapped in the cooler. And I'm telling you, that texture, that meat, I was shocked when it just, you could just take that thumb and roll that meat, just mash it. I mean, it was just fine. So I was proud it turned out really well. And Tommy's a real fine guy here in town and a good friend. And I'm just thankful for every, you know, at the first show, I was thanking everybody that words of encouragement, people that always encourage me and support me in town and around and, you know, here on Facebook. You know, we all need that. Everybody, I appreciate it greatly. You know, everybody, it always makes somebody's day just to give them a compliment or thank them and tell them what a good job they're doing, you know. And that just goes back to being old-fashioned, I believe. But it makes me, you know, it makes you feel good when you get that. And I just appreciate everybody. You know, I do. And you know what? It's amazing how fast 2 hours can roll on a show. I know our show is about up. We've got about a minute and a half left. And guys, I'm going to shut my mouth and wish all of y'all a Merry Christmas. And I really wish you the safe travels if you're on the road. And I thank y'all all for calling in again. And we're going to have one more show before the end of the year. And I want y'all to call back. And I really appreciate y'all all calling in. And I'm going to let y'all have this last minute. Just give everybody a shout out. Wish them a Merry Christmas. And I wish y'all a Merry Christmas. And thank you again for calling in. Guys, this has been Chris Chadwick on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Folk Show tonight. We're going to let all these guys call us and give us the last few seconds of the show and shout out to everyone. guys, rock and roll. Lance, give them a quick shout out.
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and from West Texas Tech Masters. Thanks more, and we'll see y'all, I guess, maybe next week.
Thank you, Lance. Merry Christmas to you, Keith. You and Rob.
Same here.
Powerport.
Wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we'll try to get on next week for the New Year's. Merry Christmas all from Powerport.
All right, Robert, time to take us on out, brother.
Hi, Chris. This is Robert Taylor from Taylor Farm Smokehouse. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Remember, Christ is the season, you know, the reason for the season. We're celebrating the birth of our risen Savior tonight, tomorrow night. But just remember all those. There's a lot of things that have gone on the last weeks. A lot of folks in the Northeast could use your prayers. We don't go to folks. We could use a little prayer ministry for that folks up in the Northeast that have been affected so dramatically by tragic events the past couple of weeks. So, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I'll have a great New Year. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it. Appreciate all y'all calling in. Presley, you want to say something?
Merry Christmas to everybody who's called in and everybody who's going to call in. And I wish you the best of luck on the road if you're going there. And I just want all of y'all to have a good Christmas with your family.
Awesome. Thank you all for calling in, guys. And I appreciate every one of you. Y'all, God bless you and have a good night.
TBA.
TBA, that's right.